Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Oisin Mako Legag Lamalpeses Maisa Hedid. The Ritva in the Taisus Arosh bring down, this is not speaking about a gag that was used for Shimush. Lamalpeses Pachlal is not Mechuyev in Amake, not a Mokim Dire. So this makir was only l'tzeirich tznius. So if one wants to make this in chalamoid, so he's only permitted to make it a maise hedyit, avoloi maise umen. What does Rashi say? Makir l'mapeses, koisel ktana ho'oisin alo itzdaboish shalifnei ho'aliyes gdoilis. This is a small ball that he's making. The Bisman Chazal, one got to the second floor, there was no one, there wasn't an inside staircase. Rashi and Sukkah explains that if one wanted to get to the second floor, to the Aliyas, there was a ladder, and the ladder led up to a porch, which was the Mapeses, and from the porch one was able to enter into different apartments on the second floor. That's what Rashi says. Maka kaisel ktane, ha'oisen aluatz de bois shalifnei aliyus. This is a small wall that one is making on the protrusions which are in front of the second floor. This was the porch. This was the entrance to the aliyus. Deilis. Kein sheyesh al sfas nahar reinis. If you want to know what we're speaking about, Rashi says, go on the Rhines and you'll see the houses on that river with their porches facing the river. Avoloi maisa umen. Shofin es hasdokin umagilin oisam bemagilo biyad uveregel avoloi bemechlotzayim. What is this? Now, Reiv Rishonim learned Pshat that we are speaking about cracks in the roof. Rashi, by us, does not say that. Shofin es hasdokin shebetano, umagilin oison bemagilo. So one can rub the stokim, and seems by rubbing he could seal the cracks. Umagilin oison bemagilo, shegoylilin al kakois hatano, eitz godel ogul, kedei listaim hastokim. This was a type of a keli that used to roll over the cracks, and it seems they used to be soisim, the cracks. Biyad uberegel, so let us see the bach. So the sheboyitim biyad al hatanu listay mastokim oyboyit baraglei al kakois hatanu. So one does this maise stime biyad uberegel, avoloi bemechlotzayim eitz kein regel. There was a type of wood that was like shaped like a foot. Shedoichkoi bemazive. He pushes it down on the maziva. The maziva was a type of a plaster. Listaim hastokim. So this is something what the masons have, similar to that. V'yesh by maisa umin yoisami magila. And this is a greater maisa umin than a magila. We'll exactly see in the Gemara. We had mentioned before, Reiv Rishonim learned that it is speaking about cracks in the roof. Rashi here, Bedavke, says it's speaking about cracks in the tunnel. So others want to say, because there's a big problem. We're speaking about cracks in the roof, so it's a Dovah Ha'ovid. We'll learn as the sugya progresses, a Dovah Ha'ovid, one is permitted to do a Melochem, I feel it, without a Shinui. So why over here, these are Shinuyim, biyad or beregel, avoboivam lech lotzayim, you're allowed to do even a maisa umin for a dover ha'ovid. So be'etzem, on this kasha, there are two terutzim. The Bir Halacha wants to say, not really, it wasn't really bepoil raining in, the cracks in the roof, it's about to rain in, but it's not, it wasn't a real, there wasn't like a dripping into the apartment. Then it would be a real davar oved, and it would be mutter to do even a ma'isa umen. So it is not yet the madrega of a davar oved that a ma'isa umen is mutter. Others want to say son eretz tzvi. He wants to say that it's a tirchi yisere, and tirchi yisere is not permissible even by a davar oved, like we had in the first mission of Mayit Kotten. That a beis hashlochim, one is not permitted to be a male bekilon because it involves a tichy yisera. But al kaponim, this could be the reason why Rashi wanted to avoid this problem of dovah ha'ovid. So therefore Rashi said, we're not speaking about cracks in the roof, we're speaking about cracks in the tunnel. Let us see the Mishnah further. Hatzir, what is Hatzir? Rashi says, Regel Hadeles, K'may Hadeles Tisoiv Al Tziro. Bizman Chazal, they used to make a hole in the Deles, and they used to stick in a pin. That was the Tzir, and this pin was stuck into the Deles, the bottom of the Deles, the top of the Deles, and now this pin was stuck into the Mashkaif of the Deles, and the threshold of the Delos, and that's how the door used to turn. So now, Hatzir, if this pin broke, or Vahatzinoir, Tzinoir hu hachu sheba askoife, hatachtoine, kamei Tzinoir odedashe. So this is the hole in the threshold which the Tzir used to fit into. Vahakoira, Bakoyre, Rashi says, Ma sha'al ha-Pesach, she'tachza boy ha-Delas. We mentioned before that Tzir used to go l'maylo l'mat into the Mashkev, and into the Askoifa. V'ha-Manuel, in the lock, v'ha-Mavteyach, and the key, she'nishberu, they broke. This is a real davar ha-Ovid, if there's no locks, so one is susceptible to have unwelcome visitors. Is misaknon b'moyit, so one is permitted to be misakn b'moyit, and we'll see later the Mishnah Zafilu was a ma'isa umen, and since this is a davar ha'ovid, well b'vachlo yiskaven lasris malachle b'moyit. But it's not that the lock was broken a week ago, and he was very busy the week before Yom Tov, so he pushed it off for Yom Tov. That is osa. B'chol kvoshin shehu yochel lechol mehen b'moyit koivsham. If a person will want to salt or pickle some foods, and it is in such a way that he'll be able to partake of this in Yom Tov, so then this is permissible. If it is unedible in Yom Tov, so the whole pickling process that he is doing, the whole processing process that he is doing is only for after Yom Tov, so this is also b'chalamayit. What is the Rashi? B'vachli skavon lasis malachti b'moyit, k'sheyesh lo l'sakn kol elu b'shal yemayis hashonet. That means this should have been fixed the other days. I mean, nichi adamayit, he pushes it off to Chalamoy, the kvoshim shel tzir, klima, dogim, they're soaking in brine, klima dogim, v'shar dvorim shekoivshim b'melach, we salt them, sheyochel la'ochlom b'moyit, shelo yeitzorich lahamtim b'tchiloset lachamoyit, so if he'll be able to eat them after he processes them, he'll still be able to eat them in Chalamoyit. Doesn't have to wait till after Chalamoy. Shinich boshim mayer. They don't take too long to become processed, to become pickled. Beruyin lechel miyad. So then he's allowed to kovish them. If not, he's not permitted to do so because then he's doing it letzorech. He's doing a malache in Chalamoid Lutzeir Achayl. Now we had the first halach in the Mishnah, this make, the one makes for the mapeses, or the gag, has to be a maisa hedyet. Heichi domi maisa hedyet, is Rabbi Yosef Omer behutze bedafne, the masnise tonne, tzol betzroer, beeinai toch betit. Let us see Rashi. Hutze dekel, these are the leaves from a dekel, and daifna, of the lechayayim shall gather. These were the standing posts of the wall that he's making, of the marker that he's making, and he wove between the posts. He took these chutzei dekel, and he wove between them. That was the chutei ha'orev. He wove between them the chutzei dekel, and that's how he made his marker, which is a ma'isa hedyet. Or in the Bereis it says that he makes it with stones. He piles stones one on top of the other. But ve'ene toch betit. Zel ma'isa hedyet. So here's a wall of stones without any cement, without anything. That's a ma'isa hedyet. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shofin es asdokin umagilin oison b'magilin. So first it says you can do it by hand, shofin as a dokim, and then it says you can use this tool, which was a magila, it was a rolling type of an instrument that used to help to seal all cracks. Magila noise be magila. So the Gemara asks, hashte be magila amret shori. If one is permitted to use a magila, biyad o beregel miboy, right afterwards it says, the Magila, Magila Naisim a Magila, Biyad Uberegel. Then it says Biyad Uberegel. So you're allowed to use a tool. So Avada Givis, you're allowed to do Biyad Uberegel. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? So the Gemara says, Ohikama, Shofim es asedokim, Umagilin oison ke'ein Magila, Biyad Uberegel, Abu Boloi b'mechlotzayim. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Reveni toch betit zehu ma'isa hedyet." Magila derech umnis yoisa. This is already a ma'isa umin, which is also biyadu beregel. The lav ma'isa umin who like kol shkenser. The Gemara asks if derech umnis is muta b'magila, avad givis biyadu beregel. So the Gemara answers, "Ke'ein magila." Does not mean that he's permitted to use a magila. V'loi magila mamish, ela ke'ein magila biyad uberegel. Now what does this mean? So this means as follows. This means that there's a certain darge of perfection that one gets when one seals either a tano or a gag with a magila. This is, Rashi said, a magila is derech umnes yoy, so this is already a professional tool. When one is boyet biyad beregel, the taka looks like that. It looks like an amateur job. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. But what if one will be persistent, and with the biyad and the regel, he's going to make it look like it was done with a magila. This is doing in chalamoid. So we have here a hechetimtze that mitzad maisov, this is a maisa hedyet, but mitzad the end result, it looks pretty professional. It looks pretty good. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. So the Mishnah is telling us this is permissible. But let us go a little further. So why does Pshat Avoloi Bemech Lotzayim? Why does Pshat Loi Bemech Lotzayim? Now, let us explain the Kasha. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Mech Lotzayim is Yesh Boi Maisum in Yoisami Magilo. This is a more professional tool than a Magilo. So now we have to understand, how do we learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Umagilin oisei b'magila b'yado b'regel. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean chas v'shalom. You're permitted to use a magila. This is a ma'isa umen. No, b'yado b'regel. Magila oisei b'regel b'yado b'regel. You're allowed to do b'yado b'regel that it should look as professional as a magila could make it. So that's telling us a kula. And what it says further, avoloi b'mechlotayim. So the Ritva asks, what is talking about the mechlotayim? So the Ritva says, no, we're going about, he's doing it biyado b'regel. But if he wants to, he can make it look as professional as a mechlotayim could make it look. So that the Mishnah says no. So here we are speaking about, he's doing a ma'isa hedyet. And the Mishnah is telling us, Hagdoris, how professional can it look? It can look as professional as a Magila, but it cannot look as professional as a Mechlotai. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. I'd like to be Ma'ira a little Ha'ore. I don't know if there is a similarity to our Gemara, or perhaps there are different Svaras involved. There is a very interesting machloikis in Hilchas Chalamoid. They bring down a machloikis between Rav Moshe and Rav Yankov Zechayna Levroche by two kalim, by a typewriter and by a camera, a Polaroid camera. Is one permitted to take pictures and is one permitted to write with a typewriter in Chalamoid? And the study Hashayla were as follows. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe was Mater both, and Rav Yankov answered both. And the study Ashayla was, how does one look at a typewriter? If you look mitzad, the etzem pu'ula that he's doing, this is a ma'isa hedyet, he can type with one finger, not you don't need any umnis to type, it's a ma'isa hedyet. To take a picture with a Polaroid camera, it's also a ma'isa hedyet, you just have to pull a switch. That's it. And then the picture is taken. If you look at the end result, you have a professional result, a typewritten letter, you have a picture. So Rav Moshe held, you look at his pula. It's a ma'isa hedyet, so it was mata. Rav Yankov held, you look at the end result. It's called a ma'isa umen. You're ending up with a professional, you're ending up with something that looks professional. It's not a ma'isa hedyet. So l'chayre over here, we have a similar type of halacha. We have here halacha that one is permitted to do a malach in chalamoid, a ma'isa hedyet, but we are magbil him how professional it can look. If it looks as so the Meiri said, the Ritva says, if it looks like it was done through a Magila, that's permissible. If it looks, you're making it as professional as a Mechlotzai, that's also. So it could be one of two things. Either we could say that the Ritva will be a Raya to Rabbi Yankov. That we look at the end result also, and an end result of a ma'isa umen, an end result of a ma'isa umen is also asa. Or we could say gor an andere svare, but there is no shaykhis at all. I saw in Eretz Tzvi, he wants to say a different svare. He wants to say that the reason that it is asa. Because it's a tirche yisere. That means for a person, biyad v'rego, to duplicate, it should look like a mechlatzayim. So that's a lot of tirche to make that it should look professional. So the iser is not out the end result that's coming out. That gives it a din of a ma'isumen. The iser is on the tirche that is involved in order to make it look so professional. That is also. So male then there's no shaykhis at all with the machlokes between Rav Yankov and Rav Moshe. Just for one second, I'd like to look in the Rashi on the Rif. Rashi on the Rif does not hold like our Rashi.
And Rashi says, Magila derech umnis yaisa mimach tzolayim. Rashi says, punkt verkehrt. And a Magila is a bigger derech umnis. Ke'ein Magila, yofe yofe ki'ilu tochu b'magila. Now, according to Rashi and the Rif, the Rif was kasha, thanks to Nishtam. If Mechlotayim is less a Maisa Umin than Magilin, so the Mishnah is telling us, so the Mishnah is telling like this. Umagilin oisoi b'magila b'yada b'regel. Magilin is a very good tool. And that's a real professional tool. B'yada b'regel. So b'yada b'regel means, according to Maskana Sigma, doesn't mean you use this tool. Or b'yada b'regel, Rashi says, yofe yofe ki'ilu tochu b'magila. It means you're allowed to make it look perfect. I mean, this is the most professional tool. It's a punfakert in the Mishnah. You're allowed to do it. So, here we have, according to this Rashi, we have a raya to Rav Moshe. That means that even though it looks very professional, since he did a maisa hedyit, so lechayre is permissible. Lechayre, here according to the ritva, we had an issa. To make it look real professional is also, so then we were matzadid. Could be it's also because it looks so professional, or could be it's also tichi yisayra. Or could be it's also maybe there were goyza, maybe marasayin, maybe people would think he did it professionally. We can't know, if we speak about issa, we can't know exactly what the reason of the issa is. But, according to Rashi, and the Rif Rashi says, punkt verkehrt. Rashi says, Amagila is the greatest professional tool that can be used. And one is permitted to make it look like it was done by Magila. Now what the Mishnah says further, the Avoloi b'mechlotzayim, is telling us a nudin, this mechlotzayim, which is not such a professional tool, is also to use. That means that the Mishnah is telling us a kula and a chumre. That means if you're doing it b'yad v'regel, you could do, I feel it looks moyrdik professional. But you're not allowed to use even, not such a professional tool. You're not allowed to use a mechlotzayim. That's how Rashi and the Rif learns. So l'chayr, according to this, we would have a shtikol raya to Rav Moshe, that we don't look at the end result. We look at the way it was done, and if it was done a ma'isa hedyit, it is permissible. Zok the Gemara weiter, Hatzir v'hatziner v'hakoyre v'hamano v'mafteyach shenishberu misaknon b'moyed. So one is permitted to be misakned and b'moyed. And misaknon would seem, you make a normal tikkun the way it is done all the time. Bereminu ad yomov till the times of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, or yapatish makir b'Yerushalayim. So then there was a patish that was makir b'Yerushalayim. Rashi in Saita says that means if there was a davar ha'ovid that was needed, so they used to bang. It was a normal thing. A davar ovid, such a thing broke. A lock broke. A tzir broke. So they used to patish maki b'Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yechanan Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol. He put his foot down. Rashi says it's avshemilse. Shekoylon nishma. Not everyone knew that it's a davar ovid. So all the smiths here that shut their shop, you're not allowed to do these in yonim, because it's avshemilse. Ad yomavin, mikan ve'ilach loy. And here it says in our Mishnah, misaknen b'moyed, you misaknen it, it would seem the tzir and the manel, all these things, these are metal objects, You go to a smith and he fixes them. So the Gemara says, Loi kash, kan bedenatchi, kan bedenagri. The pshat is like this. That the Patish Makish Baki Birushalayim was speaking about they did pu'ulas in metal. They used to fix metal objects. That's very loud and noisy. So that Yechonin Kain Godel stopped. Kan Bedenagri, we're speaking about wooden locks, wooden keys, a wooden seal. So it's not such a noisy, they don't have the clang of metal anymore. So this is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Ad yomov shol yoichanin koyin godu oya patish maki birushalayim b'chayli shomoyit v'gozer olov u'bitloi alma osa umas nisim toni misaknin manu l'mavteich. The Mishnah says it is permissible. So the Gemara answered, "Mas nisin the misaknim elu b'chayli shomoyit b'denagri." The Mishnah is speaking about Bemanu Shalait Shori. Why do they have a kol rabbe? This was not a loud coil. This was an afshemil, so this is permissible in Chalamoy. The Navchi, the Patish, Haino Kunis, also have a kol rabbe, Beludi Kole, also, and this is awesome. Let us start from the middle of the Yomid of Daf Yud Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah, Hatzir v'atziner v'akoyre v'hamanul v'amavteyach shenishberu misaknon b'moyed. If these became broken, so one is permitted to fix them in chalamoyed. V'reminu, so the Gemara is sakashem. The Mishnah says, Ad yomov tul Rabbi Yochanan kohen gadol hoya patish make b'Yerushalayim. Chalamoid, you could have a patish maki b'Yerushalayim. Either was for a davar ha'ovid, or others say it was for anoni shein loy ma yoichal. There were heterim, and they would which mikadin was mutter, but it was a davar mefusa. But then later, when the Yechon Kohen Gadol came, he put a stop to it. He held this was avshemilse. And other Rishonim say that Rashi and Saita says, "Mivnei shekaylon nishma." Since it was a devil, it was avshemilse. You could hear the banging away. Ve'ein akel yoidim shehu davar ha'ovid. So memele, so. He held that a kilkul could come out from this, so Lamaise, he stopped it. So ad yom av en, mikan ve'ilach loy. And here in the Mishnah it says, misaknon b'moyed, and it would seem you do the same like you do during the year. You took the manol and the mafteich, you took it to the smith, and then they were banging away. It's a normal ticking. So how does this stem? But the Mishnah that brought down the Masechta to say that. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, kan bedenavchi, kan bedenagri. That means that it matters what kind of woman is working. If it's a smith, some emele, so that's a big noise when you bang metal. Bedenavchi Rashi says, the patish heine kunis also. And so that's the Mishnah in Saita. Kan b'denagri, the previous Rashi, mas listen to masik the misaknin eilu b'chelu shemoyed b'denagri, b'mano shal eit shori. This is a wooden lock. Plihavi kol rabbe. So it's very good, like, mimika din its mutter. Now this, it was avshemilse. So they made that it shouldn't, that they were only matter by wooden kalim, which is not such a big call.
Maskev lo Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde did not like this Teretz. Yoimru kolo rabba oser kolo zuto shori. That's already, that doesn't, it's when Chazal made a gzeira, something that's moilit koil, it's if afshe milse, if 200 people hear about it, if 50 people hear about it, evinish vi by the carpenter, there's also noise. So to make such a chilek, it's not mistava. It's also moilit koil. Elo omar Rav Chisde loikashe. Ho bimagli, ho bachatzini. Let us see Rashi. Magli maser hagodl, this is a saw, shor deloy moilit kolo klum. It seems this is not moilit a koil. Bachatzini is an axe, also babay lidi kolo tvei. This is already, if you're banging, sawing by stays is not, doesn't fall into the category of a ludi kol, but banging already with an axe, that's a ludi kol. So Memela Hesu, so that what our Mishnah says, that Misaknin, it means not with all Kalim, but with Kalim which will not be Meilet Ko. Da Papa Omar Kan Kedim Gzeire, Kan La'ach Gzeire. Our Mishnah is speaking about before the Gzeire. And perhaps someone says that even though since there was such a Mishnah, so the Mishnah leizazam im kaima, even though now it's not applicable anymore after the Gzeira, but this Mishnah was brought down that the Iker Adin is Masakne. The Mishnah in Maisa Sheini, which brought down Masech the site, is talking about after the Gzeira, so then Lamaisa Bapayu you don't do. Now, Ashi Oma Horab Yehude Horab Yais. Now, Rav Ashi says, a new mahalach in the takone of Rabbi Yechon and Kohen Godel. It's not also ludikolo. It's a different machloikis in Ganzen. There's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We'll see soon. The Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabdimi man tone shinui b'moyed b'dover ha'ovid the loike Rabbi Yossi. That means we'll have on the Fidala from it base. That the other Tanoim that hold, even though Moloche is Mutter, Fadova Ha'ovid M'cholamoid, Afal Pikein, it has to be done with a Shinui. And a Shinui means also that it shouldn't be done not only in a normal way, it shouldn't be done in a complete way. That means you don't make a Ganze Tikkun. You make you minimize the davar ha'avud, you minimize the hefsid, but you don't make a complete job. And this the Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh Leiden Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bey says the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because he was chayish for harame. That means like this: if a person, let's say he was able to do it before Yontif. Well, before Yontif was busy, so come Chalamoid, now he has time, and he was unable to do it before Yontif. Altik now to Davar Ha'avid, and so people could be marim, people could say that they couldn't do it before Yontif, and now it's a Davar Ha'avid. So because of this, Rabbi Yehuda said, so you can't make a complete ticket. That means that you can minimize the hefsid, but you can't do a complete job. So for harama leinzachnut already, if a person knows that if he'll stup off to chalamoid, he's going to lose something, so mamelus, he might as well be erlich and fix it before chalamoid, and he won't lose anything. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh has pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Ashi said, Yoichanan, that Mishnah that says Yoichanan Kohen Gadol said that he can't be Hayapatish Makid Yerushalayim, but after says he couldn't be Patish Makid. That means he said that you cannot make a Tikkun Gomel. That he held like Rabbi Yehuda, or better yet, the Tosfos HaRosh says Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yoichanan Kohen Gadol says it. Rabbi Yossi is chaylik in the whole thing. There was never such a maima. This is Gufa Mach, that's Gufa the Machloikis, Did Yochanan Kohen Gadol say such a thing? Or did he say it only L'doiroi? Did he say it forever? That's good with the Machloikis. So that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Taka that that was the Takone, they made a Takone that the Dova of it has to be Niska and Bafkal Yedei Shinui. And our Mishnah that says with Pashtas, Misaknon b'moyed, that means you could make a normal tikkun. That's going to, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. Omar Radine, keman madlinan ho'idna kivyuse de dashe b'choyle de mayado keman ke Rabbi Yossi. Now what does this mean? What does he Rashi? With Rashi before. Ha Rabbi da Rabbi Yossi. Bepirke de la kamo. Da Rabbi Yossi loiboy lishnuye bedova ovet. Mas nisen de shori hoche kolhani beloishini misaknin Rabbi Yossi. Keman madlinen ha idne kevyuse de dashe. Kshe yoitzin mismorim shel eitz min hakoire shal ha-pesach. If the nails are falling out from the mashkev, so if the mashkev, it seems you have problems closing the door, which is a davar ha'ovid, is the shor lemevad b'loy shinu, you're allowed to bang in without a shini, so that is going according to Rabbi Yossi. There's a Rashi on the Rif. Says another pshat. Rashi says, "Kiviyusa." Rashi says, "Kemin dago nago bedeles b'chayle shalmoyed." A nago is a bolt. So the Rishonim learned pshat in Rashi that according to who madlina l'chayre means you lift up the bolt. So according to who can you lift up a bolt in Chalamoid? That's according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Rabbeinu Shloime ben Ayosim, one of the Rishonim, so he brings down the Yeskan Rashi Shem Shemayim. He brings the Gemara full in Shabbos, you're allowed to lift up a bolt. I mean, it's Madlinen. So he says, could be Rashi means in this Rashi and the Rift that Rashi means you're allowed to make the bolt. Not lifted. It says, the Loshin Madlinan, he says, the Loshin could be his Mishun. He said, we had before Megadol Tanura. Usually Megadol means to weave, to braid. And here it means to make a Tanur. So it could be Madlinan also means you make a bolt. But this is a Dover HaOvid, and it's a Maisum, and it's permissible. We had in the Mishnah, Kvoshim Shu Yochel Lechel B'moyit, Koivshon. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about pickling, preserving food, fish. So the Mishnah said, Kol Kvoshim Shu Yochel Lechel B'moyit, if after preserving it, to be able to derive benefit from it, so he's doing it, L'tzeirech HaMoyit, for then it's mutter. If he's not doing it, let's say, if he won't be able to eat it till after the Moed, it's awesome. Let us look at the Girsa of the Bach. Kach Girsa Alphas. Bepum pedise levoi kavre. Upeire sharan. Pum shem hamokim. Hayoyshev al Hanor Bedise. So there was a river Bedise, and Pum was the city that was next to this river. Leboi Kavre. Sodu, they trapped Vebiu Dogim Rabim, Shanishyabesh Hanor, Umeisu Adogim. We'll see Rashi learns a little different. Perhaps they drained this river of Bedise. And they came to Chapfish. Ozel Kulei Alme. So everyone came. This was if you drain a river like this, you have problems to catch a fish. You need the cooperation of the fish. But if the river was drained, then that was a gewaldic metzia. Ozikula alme tsud icy kava. So everyone took fish. Mamish siyata dishmai chalamoid metam fish kavidyantiv. Shogel lehurave lemimlach minayu. So let us just say what the story was, the way the Tosfos HaRosh explains. So each one took fish, lekoved yom tiv, and then they took, oh Hashem, so each one took a nice portion of fish, but it was taken back lekoved yom tiv for halamoid, for yom tiv. And then they come home and they find out that the Rebbetzin, she had different plans for not having fish today. So they were stuck with extra fish. That was the problem. The extra fish is the chashod, without a freezer, so what do? So they asked Rove. So Rove said, no problem, salt it. Salt it, you'll preserve it. Finished. No. So Rove was matter to salt it. Shorelu Rove lemimlech minaya. No, that Rove was matter. Omalei Abaye, but Abaye didn't want to accept this psak. This psak is epis too big of a kula. Vosnan kvoshim shiyochel lechel mehem b'moyed kaivsham. Davke, if you can eat it b'moyed, but if you can't eat it b'moyed, you're not allowed to be kaivish. Omalei, so he told them, kivid demikor adayte dechilu aysim. No, everyone, they brought the fish. It was with a husband. They brought fish to eat. So finished. So this fish is now, this is our fish, and we're going to eat it. Now we find out that the fish, that we won't be able to eat the fish, and the fish will spoil. Vishavik luhu posdi. It's kepakemati ha'ovid domi vishori. See, we have a heter, it's a double ha'ovid. I mean, this is a different story. It wasn't taken l'chatchila to preserve. I mean, it's taken to preserve, so that's what you're doing. You're taking it shalei letzayir hamoyed. For that, it was taken letzayir hamoyed. Now lemaisa we have a problem. So now it's a davar ovet. So there's a heter of a davar ovet. Let us see Rashi. Bedisa shem no levoi shem mokim. So the Rishash tain is this has to be a grais and the tzeichen su Rashi on the riff. So Rashi Taka has a different girsa. Rashi on the Rif says, Pumpadise hamokim hayoyshev al yad hano, bedise hu hano. So Mustama, the Rashi was saying, Pum is the shame hamokim hayoyshev al yad hano. And levoi kavre hudstu dokim harbei. Kavri is dogim, and levoi means they were captured. They were, so levoi is not shemokim. So some of that's pum, the diva masos. Levoi kavri, hochi osu derech lenar, they made a derech that the mehanar should drain out, sheyeitzu meimo, nishtairu shom, dogim harbi, so now they have a gewaldige gemetzie, had a lot of fish. Lemimlach, so Rabbi was matter to Sultan. Lemoilchon harbe. Lemoilchon harbe means to put a lot of salt on them. It's afal pishen yachaylam laochlam b'moyit. So they're so salty, they're unedible now. Shehoyim meluchim harbe. Kvoshim b'chaymet so b'melach shekayrim kunpushte. It means pickled. Vachenamik even shemolchon harbe de'latzni and suleichozi b'moyit. Period. That's the first lotion. Beiked Amri. Now there's a second lotion. Shori le luhu rove meitzad rove was matter for them to capture to chap mezo aisu umimlach, and that means the second lotion was. That Rove said, Kinderlech, take as much fish as you want, much more that more than you'll need for the moed. You can take Lishnabed is the lotion of the Tos HaRosh. The Yochel Lotzit Harbe Yachad. You're allowed to chapasach. The lotion we pass like the second lotion. Tzod Odom Dogim Kol Ma Sheyuchal Lotzit
Umeleach hakel b'moyed. In everything. Okay, so this is doch gora pella. Now here we have a problem, Taki. Shorilu rove meitzad meisel aysu mimlach. Oma leya baye v'anan kvoshim shiyochel lechel mehen. The moyed koipsham. Now, the Mishnah says, Davke, Omalei, Hani, Nami, Misachli, Agat, Itzitz. So he says, so you could eat it. You could, you know what you'll do, either Itzitz is, you kvetch it, ois a lot, you wash it a lot. So it is edible in the Moyed also. It is edible in the Moyed. So Mamela, so it's no stira to the Mishnah. If the Mishnah says, "If shu yochel lechem hem b'moyed kaifsham," this is also it says. So that means, even though it was very strongly salted, it is still edible. You can eat it b'moyed. Ki hadi Shmuel avdilei shitin itzitzi v'ochal. Shmuel had a very salty fish, so they washed it 60 times, and he ate it. Rove iklo beiresh gelusa ovdele shite nitzitzi v'ochal. Rav iklo beirav shapir aisu lekamayu kavre. They brought him a fish. Tilsa bishule, a third of the fish was cooked. The tilsa milche, a third was salted. Betilsa tavia, a third was roasted. And how did he eat it? So the tilsa milche, they was itzitzi. Either to squeezing out, to washing, to a chitze. Let us see Rashi. Amalei hani nami de molchinu. What are you asking a kasha from the Mishnah? Aval gav de mamlochinu, Rashi, the Bach says, misachli b'moyit, you can eat it. Agav itzitze, shemoyshech hamelach mehen. You can extract the salt from it. Although she nitze kloima reichzina yse harbe paomim, she nitze shishim paomim. Yeah. Ravikla b'moyed, so they served this on Yontef and Chalamoy, tilsa milche agavitzitze, that's how he ate it. Now, we have to understand this halacha. Now, what is pshat in this halacha? What is pshat in this halacha? That means, let us be megashim dinyan. They chop 100 fish. You can use 3 fish in chalamayid. And they chop 100 fish, and they're salting 100 fish. And yeah, everyone is edible. But let's, one question. Will you eat 100 fish chalamayid? Chas v'shalom. I'll eat 3 fish. So why are you salting 100 fish? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, Mr. Blue brings down, the Afal Pi. So the Mr. Blue says, Afal Pi shu muchach babadai shu yoise mechdei atzayrech. Kiven she'ein kol dog shova b'taymoy, but each dog does not have the same time. Val kol tzeide yesh loimer shemo yimtza mishubochim b'yoysa v'hu kovid yontiv. That means he's chopping 100 fish. That he's chopping, he needs 3 fish, but from 100 fish he'll be able to be boicha 3 fish, the 3 of the best fish. You can't have 3 of the best 3 from the 100, because we don't have 100. So that's why he's chopping 100 to have 3 of the best fish. Fine. So now the shail is, okay. That's how we understand why you can chop the 100 fish. You're chopping 100 fish to get 3 good fish. Fine. Now how are you allowed to salt the 100 fish though? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that the Baalai can salt all the fish, because I don't know which one is going to be the good fish. The good fish I can salt. No, I didn't choose yet which is the good fish. So till I choose,
till I choose some emele, it's mutter to salt all of them. Now, I just don't understand one thing. Taklamet Gimel. Shatim brings this down. Avagav dahashte shekulam lafonov efshele livreir rak hameshubochim ulamoilcham. Now, good, you have 100 fish now, so. Yeshloi mekivin de minatayra in ibet ba'oichlam. Kikilu lo lamoilcham kulam. Kivin dal kaponim leis ato einei meburul eizemem livreir. I don't know which one I'm going to eat, and the Bible wasn't Mevarer yet, so cause when I wasn't Mevarer, they permitted me to salt, eat fish. Maybe this will be the fish that I'm going to use for Yontif, and I'll be able to use it for Yontif, because I can go and make Shishimitzitze, and I'll be able to use it for Yontif. I don't understand one thing, that I really don't, Pshat is like this. If between you and me, why is he salting it? He's meleach harbe. Why is he doing that? Because he wants it to be preserved. That's why he's doing it. So then I don't understand this cheshbon. The whole cheshbon I don't understand. That means, we're asking Gakasha, why are you permitting him to salt 100 fish? So he says, because I want to salt the 3 fish. Now between, and I don't know which is the 3 fish. I'm salting all the fish. But the 3 fish, you don't have to be meleach harbe and then wash it 60 times to take away the melach. L'chayre, the 3 fish that you're going to use for yontif, l'chayre, put a little salt on it. You have to, unless you need a lot of salt for the 3 fish also. Maybe that is true. Maybe they needed a lot of salt for the 3 fish also. I mean, without refrigerators, could be the 3 fish also wouldn't last the whole day. So that could be Mishprat. So they had a salt. The 3 fish. Now, which are the 3 fish? That will be Mavara later. The violet salter before they get spoiled. So, Mamela, that's Mustamib Shat and the Heta. Yeah. Now, let us see a little further. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Omali Adetzaide, is kabre samoch le misreche mali. This Adetzaide, it seems, was a professional fisher, and he knew a lot about fish. So he said that kabre samoch le misreche mali. What does Rashi say? Samoch le misreche mali. Loime yofahu la'achas man shenitzut, yoyser mahi shayte denitzut. That means, l'chayri, he told them the best time to eat the fish is when it's right before it's nisrach. That means when it's very fresh, it's not good. It's when it's right before it's nisrach, it's about to get samuch l'misrachay mali. That is the best time to eat the fish. Others say pshat, the Teisa Rosh brings down a pshat, samuch l'misrachay, Samoch lenekev beis horei humutam. That's speaking about zman. He's speaking about the which part of the fish is the most geshmak. That's samoch lemisrachei, samoch to the beis horei. I saw grad in Ein Eliyahu. He brings down from the Goyin in Simenon Gimel. Sifkot Yud and Erchaim, the Goyin says that Chazal tell us that the Mokim Shebali Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamed. So the Goyin says that is Dafke Mishabo LeYodai Avere B'Mikre Etuch Gefalim, and he did Tshuva. So such a person is greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. But im chota harbei chatoim sheloi b'mikre, and he did tshuve, see the tshuve. So the tshuve is machapa. But to say he's better than tzadikim gemurim, that's not. He's not better than tzadikim gemurim. That's what the Goyin says. He wants to say, could be Chazal are telling us Ketifa Gedank. The Pasuk says, Vatasa Odom Kidgei Hayom, that a person is similar to fish. So, Dogim, Somoch Le Misrechei Mali. That means, if he was Taki Misrechalbe, Asach Duch Gefallen, he's not Mali, he's not better than a Tzadi Gomo. But was Somoch Le Misrechei, that means it was just, it was, B'derech Mikre, he, at Ketan Achet, that is better than Tzadikim Gmurim. V'omarab, Omoli Ada Tzaida, Kavra, Tavya, a very interesting Gemara over here. Kavra, Tavya, Ba'achbo. A fish you should roast in its brother. Asuke, you should put it, Bavur, in its father. Michle, you should eat it, Bivrei, with its son. Ashtiyalei, and you should drink afterwards, Avua, the father. That's what he said. Now what does this mean? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Tavye be'achua. B'melach, you should roast it, it's called the kovash b'melach, is like a din of tzli. So tavye be'achua b'melach, shamelach nivra min hamayim kidogim. So Melach is Nivra min Amayim Kedogim, so they have the same father, they come from Mayim, so Memela, so this is a brother. So roast it in its brother, with salt. Aske Bavua, La'ache Shetzoloi, Noisnei B'mayim Tzoynid, and put it into water. And that's, you put it in the father, it comes from water, that's the father. Ochlei bebrei, matilin oisei bitzir, ayoitse min hadogim boichlon oisei. When you eat it, you should dip it into the brine that comes out of the dogim. So that is like the children, the descendants of the fish. Mishdele yavua, sheshoisnol of mayim, shadogim nivram, and afterwards you should drink water afterwards. After the fish, you should drink water. Al kaponim, the marsha says, he brings a Gemara that it is good to eat salted fish, not good to have salted meat. Preserved fish and not preserved meat. And he says it seems because if the two are the same mean, so that's mali, that's good. But salt and meat, that's not, it's in two different meanings. Salt is from, this is from the mayim, and this is from the oretz, and mamele, it's not so good. There's a conflict. Zog de Gemara weiter. Wo Oma Rav Omeli Ad der Zeide Kavre told him, Tachli, was a Schrischen, bringt es a Schreilem, type of a Yerek, na Kavre, Tachli, Fisch, Tachli, in Schrischen, Schreilem, Vechelbo, and Milk, Litain Gufe, Beloi Litain Purje. What does Rashi say? Litain, so after one indulges in them, litain gufa kleima la'achach ilosoi mahalach harbe koidim sheyishon. That is, his body should digest it. V'loi litain puye lo yishon la'alta achreim. It seems this is a heavy machol, and one should walk a lot before yahalach harbe, before he goes to sleep, because it's not good to go to sleep with a heavy machel in him. So, Marav, Omali Ade, Tzayde Kavre, Tachli Bechalba Mayo, Tachli Bechalba, Kavre, Tachli Bechalba, that the fish in Shchelem and milk, so afterwards, Mayo Veloy Shicha, drink water afterwards and not beer. And Shicha Veloy Chamro. And if you have to drink, you don't have water, so it's preferable beer without, not wine. Let us see Taisvis. Kavre somach le misrche mali. Bizman hazeh, taifsim sakone le meichal somach le sirchen. Taisvis says, if you wait when it's not so fresh, so and then you start eating the fish, the doctor say it's a sakone. Vigam mishtia lo avueh. The oma besomach the miley, and to drink water after fish, which the Gemara says later is good,
Because we also hold it as a kone. Agavuche, Rabbi Kebeger, and Yeredeye brings down this Taisvis, that one should not drink water after fish. It's a sakone. That's what Taisvis says. Taisvim sakone. And the Gemara says, Fakert, it's very good. Vishema nishtanu. So Taisvis says, maybe they changed. So the Beiris Hamayim says, maybe the fish changed. That's what Taisvis means. That means the fish, the Bisman Chazal, their water was good. Our fish, the water is no good. Kamaya refuah shebishas, she'enam toivis bisman hazeh. Oy shema naris the bovu ma'alutvei. Maybe it wasn't the fish, it was naris bubble. So memele, the naris bubble affected the fish. So memele, we, our fish comes from different waters, so it could be this different in yonam. Yesh meforshim de kavra loy bechlau dogim mairi. You're not speaking about all fish. No, v'shem dog sheshmoy kavra. There's a certain fish that's called kavra. Mishuna bedvorim eilu. Mishar dogim. Can we nipay kolaboso? Osa long girusa. A girusa is an oiftomei. Shor long lishna de kavra. The Gemara says that everything with the Ben Shalom asked, but he was matter. So he yassled a knife tome, but the Rebbe Shlom was matter the tongue of a fish, which tastes the same like this girusa. So Taisa says, Ve'ein nirish ye b'chol al shaynesh shel dogim tam echot, that all the tongues of all the fish taste the same. So kochoch girusa shonon lishna de kavra, there's a certain fish that's called kavra. Mephoshim explained that is true. Kavra could be a loshin kloli, means, and it's a loshin proti. That means that there is a certain fish that's called kavra, and all fish are also called kavra. So it could be Taisus wants to say that these klolim, what the Gemara is speaking about, is speaking about a certain type of fish that's called kavra, not speaking about all fish.
Adron aloch mashkin beis hashlochim. We'll start the second page. Zog the Mishnah. Mi sha hofach es zeisov beiru evel oi oines oi shi tuu pei alem. Now, let's just the Tveres Yisrael says on Mishnah, she shows you the picture what we're speaking about. Derech oitzri zeisim, those who used to squeeze olives to get oil out of the olives. So the process was as follows. Sheminichen oisom bekli hanikra maton. First they used to bring the zeisim and put them into a maton. Ad sheyozuu biyisrachachu. They started sweating and they started getting soft. Umegisan umahapchon heite. Now, not all of them got soft at one time. So they used to go and mix them and turn them over, ad sheyisracheku kulam, till all of them got soft. V'achakach, and afterwards, toichnon, then they started grinding it, umatzron bebad, they started squeezing it out in the beis habad. U'mishahofchon, after this process of hifuch, ve'einoy doichon maher, and you don't go and start squeezing it, misapshim v'nifsodim, so they get rotten. So Memela, so that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Mi shehofach ezeisa, a person was mahapach ezeisa. So that means that the next step is now you have to hurry up and start squeezing them out, or else they'll get rotten. Ve'iroy oval, machmonen etzlan, he became an oval. So now he's sitting shiva, so he can't do anything. So the Mishnah doesn't say what he should do. The Mishnah continues. Oy oynis, or he was unable to, this is not the second Einus is speaking about, was before the regel. He wanted to be, he wanted to squeeze out his asim before the regel, and an Einus happened, he couldn't do it before the regel. Oishi to uhu pay alim. Or, he had hired workers to do it, and Lamai said they didn't come. He relied on them, and they didn't come. Is now, it's Yontif already. He had wanted to do it before Yontif,
And an oinus, a two palim happened, came about. Now it's chalamoid. And if he doesn't do anything now, it will be a hefset. So the Mishnah says, toyim koira rishayna. So there was a process of squeezing out oil from olives. But step number one was they used to take a heavy koira, a heavy pole, heavy piece of wood, and they used to put it over the olives. So the koira rishayna they put over, and what it accomplished, it accomplished. Perhaps the brunt of the hefsid was avoided. The lamaisa, since they didn't continue in the squeezing process, there was a hefsid, but we got rid of the brunt of the hefsid. So this is the Rabbi Yehuda which we had mentioned before, that in order to ensure that people won't be marim and say the anoinus occurred and they were unable to do it before Yom Tov and they'll delay it till Chalamoid. So Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, if you're doing it Chalamoid, you're gonna suffer a hefsid of some sort. Since it's a mokim, it's a davar ha'ovid, l'maisa, he was an onus, is zaylev, so he takes the olives and he puts it on the base of bad, the goymer, and he does all the squeezing out processes, which I normally do with olives, the goth kidarkoi, and even, and then he goes and seals the barrel, which you put the oil in. That means he does everything which is normally done in the making of oil process. He does everything till sealing the barrel. So this is the machlekes we had on Amud Aleph by a davar ha'ovid. If you have to be mishane, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Let us see Rashi. Misha hofach ezeisov. Before we see Rashi, I want to be Ma'ira the Ritve and the Taisus HaRosh ask Akashe. What is Pshat? The Mishnah says an Oinus happened. He wanted to do it before Yontav, but an Oinus occurred. Then it says, Itu'u Payalim, or Payalim fooled him. So what is this? Also an Oinus. I mean, they told him he was going to come, and then the when they were supposed to come, they told him they're not coming. So it's also an Oinus. So why do you need these two cases? So the Taisus HaRosh is the Mishnah is telling us a big chiddush. You know, Itu Pa'alim is not an oinus. You know, you approach these Pa'alim and you tell them, I need you. They said they can't come. You'll just raise their price a little bit and you'll see they're able to come already. You can make mafsim. So Memele, so what kind of oinus is it? It's not an oinus. You just give a little bit more money and they'll be done before Chalamoid. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, that also falls into the category of an oinus. It falls into the category. Lemaisa, I hired them, and they said they're coming, and they're not coming. I'm not mechuyev to do more than that. I'm not mechuyev to spend extra money in order that they should come and do it before Chalamoid. I did what I was supposed to do, and fakel, I'm an oinus. The Metzavis Moshe asks Akasha, he asks, the din is by a dover ha'ovid and choshem mishpid, you're allowed to be maton, you're allowed to tell them I'm going to give you more, and then later they'll do it, and then you just go and tell them, Rabbeisai, guten tog, that he doesn't have to pay them more. There's such a loch, so psiz ma'ira, I mean, so lochaira, good, he's not mechuyif to spend extra money, but let him be, he could have got the workers to do it without spending extra money. Al-Kapana Baistais, he's not mechuyif to do that either. Yeah, let us see the Gan Rash. Misha Hofach Hazesov, she's minam litnam al-gabe habad, lohoitzi mehem shemen, the iru evil, bishar yemois hashon. Now the first halach in the Mishnah is speaking about, not regal, this is the middle of the year, shloi somach la regal. So that was case number one.
The case number one, the Mishnah doesn't like leaves us in the Luftin. He wanted the Havar HaZeisav and he became a novel, and a novel is not allowed to do Melacha. Oy, oyne, seine Milsachite, kloime Misha Havar HaZeisav lifnei HaRegel. Ve'iru oynes ve'yochel litnam agabi beis habat ubo haregel oyshitu payalim shiske litnam agabi beis habat koidem haregel v'leibo is toyin koira rishayna kloima noisnan agabi beis habat beregel besoichet aleim hakoira pamachas. So the koira pamachas is soichet aleim. If he wanted this, there'll be a tremendous pseide. So this he's allowed to do. So we see Rashi, so he avoided the pseide yisayram. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yose Mezela v'goymer v'gof kedarka. Peirish v'kuntres lishna achine. So, to understand this Taisvis, we have to see the Bach. Ais Gimel. This is going on Rashi. This is Rashi on Al-Harif. V'gof loshen haran v'gof loigarsi. Gabi Zaysim, we're not curious for God. Mishum dein derech lasis lezaysim a goifer. You don't have to seal the barrel. Tafilo inichi megule loy posti. There's no, I mean, good to continue the squeezing process. Good, that I understand. But to have to seal, to be permitted to seal the barrel, afilo it's megule loy posti. Vechenim tse berashi baalfes, mukiyosef ayin shom. So memele avoboloshinache perish tigasinelei. This, but another loshin Rashi says, which we don't have this on the rip, but this means on this Rashi, afogav the lekib say the lezei simboloi magoife, mikomokim vadek shemelichin oison ikib say the. But if you have a barrel that is open, so when you transport the barrel, ikib say the shenitas hashemen boloi magoife, so you're transporting it so the shemen will spritz out. So that's also called a pseide. Shem dik a pseide, shem alichem beloi magoife. Then Taisa says, v'yashleimik could be another reason, that tzorech lachasoisim nei ashrotzim. If you didn't open, so shrotzim can get a toll to the oil. Mi magoife lo hei tzorech, the daye bekise mut, the Taisa seems to shlug that up, that you don't need a magoife. Which is a seal, you could just cover it. V'shema chodosh miskalkol, maybe fresh shemen does become miskalkol if it's exposed to the elements. Look the Gemara. Posach be'evil v'siyim b'moyed. The Mishnah is very unclear. We started off a person was ma'apach zeisot. Now it's a davar ha'ovid if he won't squeeze them out. And all of a sudden, and he says an evil occurred, and then he said, and an oinus occurred, so b'moyed, tain kairi rishayne b'moyed, so b'yon, b'chalamoyed, you're allowed to do the first stage of the squeezing process. Posach b'evil v'sayin b'moyed. Omar Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi, zoi semeres, Dvorim hamutorim b'moyed asurim b'meyev. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. The Mishnah is telling you that if this occurred by an oval, I have nothing left to tell you. I can't tell you anything. But if this occurred b'moyed, he's allowed to do it. Yeah. Zogt Rashi, posach b'evil v'sayim b'moyed. Diktonim mishofa chazaisa v'iru evil v'loy pirishim. Yochalit en koira b'evelus. Imloy ela mili demoyed kaparish. He says, "What you do, chalamoyed? He ir alay kaidem amoyed oynes. Tein kairer ishayne bemoyed. Also bimei evloy kloima lahochi loy parish. Why didn't he explain what you do by now? But also loy litna to the kairer ishayne bemei evloy. That's taka also. That is what Rav Shisha says. Rav Ashi yoma loy miboy kamo. No, he wants to tell. He's telling you two cases.
loy mi boy be may evloid mi da rabonen hu bishorim may evloy is da rabona so da la fil be may di sam loch mi da reis be makem say de shor rabon fakert it was not necessary to explain what one does halamoid if by wasn't necessary to explain if by halamoid, which is a deraisa, by a davar ha'ovid, one is permitted to do a malacha. About the gibis by the isra malacha by an oval, so the rabbanon tzitzicha permissible. Taisvus in chagige daf yitches is a whole ariches advarim. If malachas halamoid is a deraisa or the rabbanon, and taisvus gets taisvus piyazois lamaisis at the rabbanon. So Taisus gets stuck with Agamore. Agamore seems to say it's a deraisa. So Taisus says there's an asmachta. That means we learn how Rashi brings down a posik. So that the Gemara calls a deraisa. So something that we learn now from asmachta is a deraisa take. Even though Taisus explains, even though the isam meloche by an oval is also learned out from a posik, va fachti chageichem la'evil, Taisha brings a posik, va fachti chageichem la'evil, a posik and omos. So that's a posik medivrei kabbalah. And here we have a posik in the Torah, so the mele, so this already is considered a deraisa, and we can make a kal v'chomer. Let us see Rashi. By me boy be may have loy dein also bim loch mit rabon und shorli ten kayre rishaine ala to loch elu shomay da sig be me loch mit reise doch sie wes raga mat so ist ich mer shi wes yom im limit a kol hag shu was the makam say the shor rabon on li ten kayre rishaine so me mele so here vade gewesen. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanje kebosi der Rabshishi berei der Rabide. Eilu dvorim ha'oisin la'ovel bimei evloi. These are the things which are permissible for an ovel to do. Zeisav hafuchim. Toyin in loy. You're allowed to be toyin. Vekadoi loguf. You're allowed to seal the kad. Taisus brings down a girsa boirei logov, svar macherim kadek. Boirei logov is better to understand. The boir was the place where the wine used to drip in, and if you have to seal it, let's say if it was leaking from the boir, that's a double ha'ovet. The kadek logov is not. Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, well, what's kadek logov? What kind of double ha'ovet is over here that this, you have to seal the kad? And so that the other girl is boyray, the sakad of the Tibakadi logo, upishtone lahalis mina mishra. That means they used to soak the pishton in the mishra, that was the place they used to soak in the process of making linen. So this, there was a soaking process, and then if it did not take it out from the mishra, it would get ruined. So also the vobid. Bitsimre lahalis mina yoyre. So what does it say? So it says over here that in a matzav of dover ha'ovid toyanim loy. We do it for him. That means he's an ovel. He's not allowed to do it. But the idach gisa, since it's a dover ha'ovid, so we do it for him. Let us see what Rashi says. Poison la'evil acherin avuhu atzmein ereshoi kadi logov magoifes achovitz v'zeis avafuchim noisnim oisim abeis abat v'toyin aloi kairo rishoinim avuhu atzmein ereis aine kapshishe v'omar dvorim amutorim v'chayru shomoy d'asurim v'mei evle. It just says someone else is permitted to do it, he's not permitted to do it. Kadi logov magoifes achovis. Yeah, we said this right. Bishtani laus min amishre, kol hani isbu pseide iloi ovidlo. Then it said, Mishatagia oinus amayim shaloi, shigia zmanoi lahashkes asode, shikacho yinoigim kol echad veechad mashke kol hasode shebebike, ish yoimoi oishavua echad. What kind of a soda we're speaking about? This be a face of shlochim lachir, soda of ovid. Zucht de Gemara weiter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimar, zeisav hafuchin, fe'ein shan umen elohu. He's the only one that can do it. No one else is around. Kadei logu, fe'ein shan umen elohu. Bishton elalis min amishre, v'tzimre elalis min ayere, ve'ein shan umen elohu. Arei se yase betzine. So now we have a bigger chiddush. That if there's no one else to do it, so he's allowed to do it, betzine. Now the Gemara says further. No, I skipped over. I skipped over the Gemara before. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Avzeirin loy sode nir, v'sode aimedes lepishta. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Zayrin lo yisoda nir, that means if he had plowed already his field, so it's very vital to plant now, that it should be planted now. Is you see, planted Zayrin lo, someone else does it, there's another of it. The soda aimedis le pishton, that it's aimed to grow pishton, so it's the season now is the pishton season. If you're going to wait till after the shiva, you're going to lose the season. So you're allowed to plant pishton for him. Amru loy im loy tizra bebocher tizra be'eifel. That means there were two zmanim of zriya. There was a zriya of the tua that grew quickly. That now is the zman. But there's a later zman also, so it's not, why call this a davar ha'ovid? He can do it later. Im lo'i tizra pishton, tizra miminacher. So why is this called a davar ha'ovid? Now, it seems the machloikis is as follows. The machloikis is, that is true, that pishton is preferable, b'chir is preferable, and could be, there is some sort of a hefset here by waiting after the shiva and planting, not pishton, but, so the machloikis is, but what falls into the category of a davar ha'ovid? So they said, this small chilek, that means this hefset, what is that's the machloikis between the Amru Lo and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's also called a davar ha'ovid. If you won't plant this pishton, yeah, plant something else. Or plant corn, but the pishton crop is a better crop than a corn crop, some amela, so that's called a davar ha'ovid. So you have to look at this chelik also. And Amulai said, no, as long as he can plant on it, so he won't have it, so he'll lose something. That doesn't fall into the category of a davar ha'ovid. Now let us see Tosfos. Rav Yehuda Omer av zoirin, v'masnisa machme Rav Yehuda v'kan meikol. So Tosfos is asking a mer dekikashin. Taisus is asking, in the Mishnah it was Menahapachu. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Zaysim are going to get spoiled, so you make the Kaira Rishon, and there's going to be a Hefzid afterward. If you don't do the whole process, it'll be Hefzid. That's not Kefela. As long as you took away the brunt of the Hefzid, that's enough. That's enough for Dodo Elvis. And here, when it came to an oval, so Rabbi Yehuda already was tiny. You have to permit him that we should be able to plant pishton for him, because else he'll lose the Yisrael of pishton. So Tosfos asks us for a kasha. The Tosfos HaRosh brings that the Yerushalmi asks this kasha, and the Yerushalmi answers the way we explained before. The Emerson Rabbi Yehuda is also moide, that even this small loss is also falls into the category of a davar ha'ovid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda held that by regel, you cannot be matir. He should do a complete job, because there were chayish for harome. That means they were chayish that a person was able to do it before the regel, and he's going to come, and he was an honest, and he and Aaron's going to do it beregel. So therefore, we have to show him that beregel, you're going to lose out. So that made sure that he's not marim. Masha ain't came by, Mashain came by an oval with his noinian of Aaron. I mean, he died plutzling. So there, Rabbi Yehuda went meikar adin. Rabbi Yehuda held that if there'll even be a small hefsid, we permit him to be misalik that hefsid.